Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Had an onboarding call with a new coaching client today, and one of the things that I like to do when a new client signs on is we get on a call and we talk a lot about their current state and their current challenges and the problems they're facing, things that we would have discussed before they decided to enroll in the program. But I like to get a more nuanced understanding of what those challenges look like before they jump in. And what I like to do on these calls is I like to give them a really detailed tour of what we cover inside the program. So I'll literally pull up the program outline, the PDF that I have that walks through the different modules in the program. And I will walk them through one by one. And they've probably already seen this if they've joined the program. Probably already seen a copy of this, but I'll walk them through it myself step by step. And I'll get really detailed. And the reason for that is because I just found that being very clear upfront about how this is going to work and what they're going to get and what's expected of them and going into all the nitty-gritty details of the experience, I found that that just goes so far and preventing any issues from arising down the road. That when they're clear about what they're gonna get, then they show up prepared, they show up ready, and they have clear expectations, and we have a shared sense of what those expectations are. And sometimes I think I overdo it. I had a call today with this new client, and I have this habit of, as we're going through it, I like to ask this question: does this make sense? Are you following? Are we on the same page here? Because again, I want to be thorough and I don't want to take anything for granted. Maybe something I'm saying doesn't make sense. Maybe they're not quite getting it. And I want to give them the opportunity to say, you know what, I'm not really with you here. I don't really get what that means or what this is about. I want to give them that opportunity. I don't want to take anything for granted. And so this client said to me, he goes, you keep asking me if this makes sense. I mean, do you think I'm slow or something? He goes, yeah, I get it. It makes perfect sense. And he's got that kind of straight talk kind of personality. And it was, he meant it in jest, but frankly, that's what I want to hear. Like I almost want to be so clear that it's kind of annoying. I kind of want people to feel like, yeah, it's clear. I get it. Why does he keep asking me if I get it, if it makes sense? Of course it makes sense. It's super clear. Like I'm totally on the same page. I know exactly how this is going to work. I want that level of clarity. Because if I don't have that level of clarity, then there may be kind of questions in their minds that are festering, that they're not quite clear on, that I haven't addressed. And those small issues can fester and turn into big issues and bigger questions, which can turn into frustrations, which can turn into issues down the road. So that's how I like to do it. I like to be very, very thorough in my onboarding process to the extent of, borderline being annoying in how thorough I am. But it's something to think about, because I think a lot of times when client relationships go bad, you can usually trace back the root cause of why things went sour to some earlier point in the relationship where you could have done a better job of making things clear and getting on the same page with the client as to how things are going to work. So that's my process. You should have your own. And if you don't, I'd work on that as soon as possible. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor, if you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.